For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. If you're being treated by a medical professional who, let's face it, has copped a crabby attitude, should you care? My guest today says you should care because it may have an effect on your health. I'm speaking today with Dr. Gerald Hickson, Senior Vice President for Quality, Safety, and Risk Prevention for the Vanderbilt Health System.
You know, Greg, to be a professional, I expect you to have competence, to understand things, to be able to make diagnoses. I expect you to have certain skills. But one of the things that we've learned over the last 25 years is that there are other behavioral attributes that promote good teamwork and therefore good outcomes for the patients that we serve. Communicating clearly and effectively, being available when I'm supposed to be available. And this whole issue of respecting others and what they bring to the table. Now, as a physician, I want to be respected for the expertise that I have. But my nursing colleagues, my pharmacy colleagues, and others also have critical elements of the equation. And when these things work together in an environment where people feel free to speak up in the moment, to ask for help, to offer other suggestions, that's the kind of culture where I want my care and those that we serve, that's the kind of culture that we want them to experience when they come to Vanderbilt or any of the other sites where we do our work.
Well, absolutely. I remember you and I during our visit compared some war stories, we being medical students and resident physicians back in the day, as they say, we are both of a certain age. And I think you have done some amazing, well, I know you've done some amazing work at Vanderbilt to get rid of that old way of doing things that I think we're making headway across the country, but we still seem to have a ways to go.
Well, you know, Greg, I appreciated this interview until you mentioned our age, but it is the truth. And, you know, it's important to recognize that we've gone from a very elitist sort of approach. And you and I both had mentors that behaved toward us in ways that really didn't maximize our opportunities to learn. It created fear and actually has created many of the things that lead to safety issues in our environment. And what we learned years ago in our first breakthrough is that we learned that patients, families, and other members of the medical team, their eyes and ears are the key for seeing things. And they often see our unsafe systems within the places we work, but they also see human behaviors that just don't seem to be consistent with a culture of respect. So one of the things, Greg, we've done in our work is just simply to listen to patients and families. We get 6,000 stories a year, but we've learned how to analyze those stories to identify opportunities for improvement, both in our systems, but also in the humans that we deal with. We know that 50% of physicians in our environment, and again, we've spread this work both nationally and internationally, 50% of patients don't get unsolicited complaints ever. The rest of us occasionally will get a complaint, but we've learned that 5% of physicians account for 35% or more of those observations. Our first studies that we did linked those observations to extraordinary malpractice risk. We've actually used those observations to drive peer-based interventions to reduce risk very successfully. Now, in the last few years, we've started collecting observations by other members of the medical team. And in that circumstance, we know that 90% of our team members model respectful behavior toward others. Those are safe behaviors, and they never get a staff complaint in any three-year audit period. But we know that 2.5% of physicians account for over half of all of those observations of disrespectful, unprofessional behavior. And we've learned that all of that together not only predicts malpractice risk, it also now clearly links to bad outcomes of care, including a paper we published back in February showing the linkage between disrespect modeled by surgeons and bad surgical outcomes for their patients, things that we know can be avoided.
My guest today is Dr. Gerald Hixon, Senior Vice President for Quality, Safety, and Risk Prevention for the Vanderbilt Health System, and we're talking about how a poor attitude in a healthcare provider can negatively impact upon your health. You know, Jerry, I recall when I was learning to drive, the only time I ever accidentally ran a red light was when my dad was in the car critiquing my driving pretty sternly as I was going along. And of course, I did learn a lot from him and from my driving instructor, but I don't think any of us could find fault with the thesis that if there is a tense environment caused by our behavior toward one another, then the ultimate outcome is going to be at risk.
So, you know, Greg, it's important to recognize that the most common errors that you and I ever make are the slips and lapses. It's the momentary deflection of focus. It's when you ran through that light or when I missed a 5-foot putt on the golf course or something else happened. And we know that certain numbers of our clinical team, a small number, and I want to emphasize that it's a small number, somewhere between 2.5 to 5%, create added stress within the room. And when that occurs, people are distracted. They are less willing to speak up and ask for help. They are less willing to call out a change in a patient's status. And we want environments in which people are respected and know that they're going to be honored to speak up, even on occasion when their observation turns out not to be related to the issue in question, but it is this willingness that gets suppressed. So you run through a stop sign or a red light, I miss a putt. The challenge is that other professionals working in the surgical theater may no longer pay attention to the sterile field. They may miss other changes in the patient's status. Those are the sorts of things that are less likely to occur when a surgeon walks in and models real professional behavior.
Jerry, is there anything that we haven't covered that you would want our listeners to know before we part?
You know, I want the listeners to understand that all of us are human and all of us on occasion will have a slip or a lapse in our level of professionalism or our respect for other humans. And the issue is that in the health systems where we want our care, we want people to recognize that no one is perfect. But when I get off the pathway, I want an environment in which a fellow member of the team will speak up, giving me an opportunity to reflect and get back on the right pathway. That's what a learning culture is all about. That's a culture of respect. That really is a culture of safety. And that's the kind of work we're doing. But it's not possible without the organization's commitment to address issues when they arise early and often.
My thanks today to Dr. Gerald Hixon, Senior Vice President for Quality, Safety, and Risk Prevention for the Vanderbilt Health System. As always, for more information, visit our website at WUKY.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at WUKY.org.